Next up in the podcast is a new set of poems from the series I've been working on for some time now, called On the Wayside. One of the key features of that set of poems is its structure on the printed page, as well as its rhythmical style of movement. They're all based on a kind of simple computer program that spits out fractal stanzas with a fairly complex rule-like structure. That's for those who are interested in that sort of thing. But if you listen to it, if you listen to them, what you hear are geometric rhythms, which I've been fascinated with ever since I first saw a flower. In the most simple sense, they're basically just combinations of twos and threes, like all of music. But it is a completely different sense of rhythm. The things that are considered relevant are very different than what you would hear in a normal counted syllabic stanza or something like that. They're based on density and length of phrase and more general concepts of time. And in this new series, they all have the same structure of 162 steps divided into five stanzas. And when I actually perform them, you'll hear a major difference in the what you in music call the density of how quickly the phrases follow each other in the lengths of the silences, which somehow articulates and goes together with the meaning. The theme of all the poems, I think I'm doing three of them here, is O River of Knots, a part of the Columbia watershed. I had the opportunity to visit this last spring, mostly in the month of May, between Hood River and up to the port of Umatilla, the present border between Washington and Oregon. I might just mention that in the background we're hearing Giovanni Carmagnola with the Venice Baroque Orchestra, with Marco Marcon conducting. What's remarkable about this music, I think, if you really start to listen to it, it's the perfect harmony between simplicity and complexity. The bass line is played by the orchestral violins. The Germans would have never done that. They would have added something. But it's just a simple bass line played by the high violins. And the job of the soloist is to weave an extraordinarily baroque melody of graces in and around and above the baseline. From On the Wayside, New Poems. Randomness repeated does not look like chance. Beer can. 5 cents apiece is what we the people pay the man with his garbage bag full of cans. Gathered along the shoulder of a noisy, filthy, awful highway. For 30 years, the cans have bought 5 cents more of freedom. A sure, certain insurance for the down and out. From their cars, others watched the man pick up his cans, one by one, like metal mushrooms. From the safe, fuel-injected time-space of their speeding vehicles, a faint voice comforts, saying, "This can't happen to me." But who can say? Economies blow out, much like tires, always at the peak of the performance. Then boom, bang, collapse. Hard times lie just outside the locked doors. Ask the man with the cans. 5 cents each, we pay. Search Google. It's always been so that the one who controls water controls the kingdom, and the one who controls the flow, the source of information, controls thought. But now, the dam at Fort Dalles powers data about data. A new kind of meta-control. A thirst for power that drinks rivers whole. The Dalles, once natural meeting place, now hub of North American squalor. The perfect site to mine data for quick cash. Like water, data flows, can be filtered, turned off, colored red, blue, black, invisible. First, we ask the river to give us cheap cans. Now, we ask the river to connect up the thoughts of the world. Water, like data, can be used for power. Let's hope for the best. Damn. It always begins with a straight line drawn at a distance, a line of force, of control, of thought slamming straight into the order of things, a potential that is wasted, just spilling into the sea, in thought just spilling, a tight, high knot in the arteries of the pulsing earth. A knot now filling a vast lake with pressure, spinning turbines that are heard from here to Alaska, spinning turbines, power of thought, a force of control, from here to Alaska, electric nights, big city, nights without stars, rivers without fish. Fish so thick, a horse would not cross, water so clear, you could see stones of bright gold dance
on the bottom. O river of knots.